Good morning, everybody. Welcome to church. Give God praise and glory in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Good to see everybody. It's our coffee social. It's an exciting time. We want to invite everybody downstairs after church and just share some fellowship and company. Talk to one another and grow. The Bible says that God will give you a new family. Amen. And when you come to church every Sunday and meet new brothers and sisters, that's God blessing you with a new family. You don't lose the old one, but He gives you a new one. And as you grow in that family, it helps your family at home grow together too. And that's another blessing. God is all about giving and blessings. He's so good. Let's stand up and pray together this morning on this day. Hallelujah. The Bible said that this day was not promised yesterday. It also said that this is the day the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We start this beautiful Sunday in His house. We're going to start this day singing praise and worship to Him who loves us so very much. And we're going to talk about God today. We're going to talk about knowing Him, just being a friend to God, just talking to God and learning that you and God can have a relationship away from the church and away from everything, just the two of you. God is real and He's so personal, and He loves when we learn that, and He loves when we talk to Him and we grow with Him and we just become friends with God. Can you imagine that? Just being friend with God. We're going to talk about that today, that He listens to us and we can talk to Him and we can discuss things with God and we can ask God for something different, and God will bless us. It's so wonderful. God is so wonderful. It's more than just a book. It's more than just a Bible. The Bible teaches us how to know Him. But when you truly know Him, that's when you want so much. You just want more of Him in your life. Today we're going to start that day with Him in our lives. More of God. Starting now, we're going to sing praises and just love Him, Lord. Thank you for those in attendance today, Lord. Thank you for the joy in this church, Lord. Thank you for the laughter that I heard in this church already. Thank you for the love in this church, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that you know that Jesus prayed for you? Hallelujah. You know, at the end of church today, you're going to know for sure, because we're going to read before we leave how Jesus prayed for you. Amen? He prayed for you. God knows you. Do you know God? Amen? You can even read the Bible all the time and still not know who God is, that He's a person who loves you and wants to fellowship and talk with you. I could talk about faith. I could talk about all the things in the Bible, but if you don't know who we're talking about, you get enjoyment out of it and it makes you feel good, but you really don't grab onto it. Amen? Until you get prayers answered, until you talk to God yourself and get those prayers answered, until God helps you with everything in your life that you need, that's when you start to realize, hey, this God's for real. I need more of this. Amen? The world needs more of this. Amen? There you go. Say amen. You can be. This is good. How many believe you should have joy when you go to church? Amen? How many should you should have a good time when you go to church? And church should be a celebration, a time of joy, coming together, learning something. And when you leave, when you walk out the door, you should be stronger than when you walked in. Amen? You should know more about God. You shouldn't go to church because you're afraid if you don't, you're going to go to hell. Amen? It's not an obligation. It's a dedication. And when it becomes a dedication, it becomes a joy. You find on Thursday that you say, boy, I can't wait for Sunday. This has been a bad... Anybody ever say that this has been one of those weeks I just can't wait for Sunday? I don't know if I'm even what I'm going to hear, but I just know I want to get there on Sunday and hear something good for myself. Amen? Hallelujah. That's our God. Hallelujah. How you doing, brother? What are the first two words you say? And where is He? But do you talk to Him like He's your father? Do you ever talk to Him? Do you ever talk to God like He's your father? Do you ever argue with God? Do you know that you can argue with God? You can argue a point. You can ask God for something. God may tell you He's going to do this, and you can say, Lord, maybe if you did it this way, do you ever think that God would listen to you? Do you ever talk to, you ever know God like that? Amen? That's what I want to talk to you today about, knowing God like that. It's amazing. When you start to trust Him like that, the joy, the peace, the strength that you have, you still go through bad times. All Christians know that. Amen? You know, they say bad things happen to good people. We live in this world together and bad things happen. Amen? But when God is with you, you face things in a whole different way. When you know that God is with you. You face things in a whole different way. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's read this. This is Psalm 51. And this is the psalm that David wrote after his baby died with Bathsheba. David now had just committed adultery. He just committed murder. Amen. King David. And he got down on his knees and he wrote, this was his psalm that he wrote to God, asking for forgiveness. And halfway through this psalm, he's asking for blessings. You say, well, Pastor, how could he do that? Because he knew his father and where? Hallelujah. And he knew that his father forgives, amen, when one repents. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions.
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
Against you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts to teach you wisdom in the inmost place.
Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. David wrote that. He was in such pain, but he says, wash away all my iniquities. How many of them?
All
my iniquities. And cleanse me from my sin. David said, I know my transgressions and my sins are always in front of me. And David told God, I know that I sinned against you. Because when people look at me, David said that if they see me and they see that I sinned, then they're gonna call you. They're going to call you out, say, well, you worship that God and you sinned. You made God look bad. Amen. David knew that. He said that against you and you alone I've sinned. I've done evil in your sight. But he said, please cleanse me, he said. Amen. Because he knew. Who was he talking to? Your Father in heaven, amen? So when somebody says they haven't been forgiven of a sin, if you committed whatever you've committed, remember David committed adultery and he committed murder, amen? He committed, and he was forgiven. He was what?
Forgiven.
So if you think that there's something you've done in your life that you haven't been forgiven for, let me tell you what happened. You've called God a liar. God says, I forgive you. When you come with a heart of repentance, amen? And ask God for repentance, your Father in where? Hallelujah. But we can overcome that, amen? We can overcome the diseases. We can overcome the things. When you get to know God, listen to me. When you get to know God, when you're sick with something, you can ask God, what can I take, Lord? What should I? He might just say, you need to drink more water. I'm telling you the truth. When there's something wrong with you, when you're feeling something, he may give you a desire. Like, I was so sick, I was just absolutely sick. I don't know if it matter how. But all I kept thinking was, I should eat some oranges. And I ate a couple, and I felt so much better. I truly believe that God has put things on this world for us, amen, for us to get better, amen. Now you go, whatever you go to doctors and the pills that you take and what you need, but I'm truly thinking that there's things here that God gave us, like a glass of wine. Now I'm not saying if you're an alcoholic you should not have a glass of wine, get me? I'm going to say it again, you should not have a glass of wine, but you can have a glass of grape juice and hang it up to God and say, Lord, this is my wine, help it be better for my stomach, amen. And the Bible says about honey. Why would Jesus be eating honey when every time he ate something, he ate honeycombs or honey? So I'm thinking, I'm going to get some honey. I'm going to take a small. Now, and the Bible also said that honey is not too much of it is not good for you. Amen. Because it's, but every time I talk about Jesus, every time you read in the Bible about Jesus eating, he's eating honey. So I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to have a spoonful of honey. Maybe not every day, maybe every other day. Amen. And I'm going to do it because Jesus ate it. Amen. And I'm going to have that glass of wine because Paul told Timothy. See, Timothy had this stomach ailment. Doesn't say what it was, but Paul reminded him, said, remind Timothy to have a glass of wine for what ails his stomach. Amen? So I'm telling you, when you're depressed, or when you got all these things coming against you, you got to think, God, what can I do? Show me something, God. What can I eat? Maybe something I can, where can I go? Amen? Find that peace. But I truly believe when you know him, and you know his voice, then you hear him talking to you. Amen? It's a good thing. This is a good thing. Can I get an amen? This is a good thing. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray this morning. And the people on our prayer list, we're going to pray for them. Take them home, maybe read their names. But you don't need to know what's wrong with these people. We don't need to know what we're going through. God knows what we're going through. We just ask God to be involved. When you pray, you sang, somebody pray for me. You ask God to be involved. You ask God, our Father, who art in heaven, to be involved in that person's life. Oh, Lord, thank you for that. And we have that right. We have that privilege because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. For all that he did for us on that cross, we do the Lord's Supper later in remembrance of Jesus. Because he sits at the right hand of his Father, we have the privilege to walk into that room and talk to God and pray to God in his name and talk to our Father who art in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to just touch our lives. Lord, hear our prayers, Lord. Come into our lives even greater, Lord. Show us. Show us with visions and dreams, Lord. Give us those visions, Lord, that we can see you. See your work, Lord, and just love you so much more. We lift up those, Lord. We lift up those who are in need right now, Lord, and we'll show them that you are with them. That's the first step to healing. When they know that you're with them, their body begins to heal immediately, Lord. So we ask you for that. That peace that surpasses all our understanding. We've got to get out of the way of our own understanding to get your peace. We ask for more of you in this world, Lord. More of you in this world. The more we have of you in this world, Lord, the less trouble we'll see. You're an awesome God, a great God. Oh, that we would know you in this way. That we would come to know you. That we would forget. We would forget all the things of the world and just know you. Just know who you are. You and me. You and me, too. Whoever you're talking, Lord. Whoever reaches out, you and them, Lord. The two people can know God that way. Thank you for the healings you've provided. Thank you for the miracles you provided for us. Thank you for the joy of us being here today. This is a miracle. Lord, thank you for who you are, Lord, and what you're going to do in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Why does God answer our prayers? For his praise and his glory. Amen. He answers each and every prayer so that you will give him thanks. James, what a blessing to see you in our church this morning. Well, can I argue with God? Let's see, I argue with my wife once in a while. Yeah, I guess we do. Some other married couples here might argue with their wives and husbands once in a while. I don't have to admit it, that's all right. Might argue with a friend once in a while about certain things. But can I argue with God? Can I discuss something with our Father and where? Hallelujah. Let's see. Then the men rose there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on their way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I have known him in order that he may commend his children and his household after him, that they keep the ways of the Lord to do righteous and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because of the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. And Abraham came near and said, God, our Father, Lord, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? And Abraham said, well, Lord, suppose there were 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this. God, I mean, he's talking to God. He said, far be it to slay the righteous with the wicked so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Whew. He said that to God. So the Lord said, well, Abraham, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. thank you. But then Abraham answered and said, wait a minute. Indeed now, I am but dust and ashes, have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. So he says, suppose there were five less than 50. Would you destroy all the city for lack of five? So God says, so if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. And God said, so he said, well, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 should be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed, now I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So God said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then Abraham said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And God said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. For the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He was talking to God. He made a deal with God. God was ready to destroy the entire city. Amen?
Amen?
Things might be happening in your life and you need to talk to God and you need to talk to him now. You need to get him on board. You need to sit down and say, hey, look, I've been waiting a long time. Why am I waiting? You need to show me. I've been praying for you. I've been standing here telling people about you. I've been believing in you, and I need to tell my friends that you've come through for me. I need to hear. I need to get a testimony. I need to tell somebody what you did for me, Lord. He's not going to get angry with you for that. Amen? Did you see what Abraham just did? He went from 50, got it down to 10. Amen? And God said that he would not destroy it if he could find 10. Amen? And realize what he was saying here. Because everybody says there's a lot of evil in the world. Amen? You've heard a lot of people say that. There's a lot of evil in the world now. Oh, God's coming back. But he wasn't going to come back because he wasn't going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for the evil. Amen? He was going to destroy it for lack of good. Amen? You with me on that? That he wasn't going to destroy the city because it was bad, because it was sinful. He was going to destroy it because there was nothing good in the city. And Abraham said, if I find just 10 people who are righteous, would you say? And he said, yes, I will save the city. Amen? He talked with God. He talked with your father where? Hallelujah. I like, there you go. And the Lord said to Moses, now who are we talking about? Moses now. Okay, Moses. Get down. He said, go get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed on it and said, this is your God, O Israel, and brought you out of the land of Egypt. They were worshipping a statue. Imagine that. God got them out of Egypt and they started worshiping a golden statue. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. You know what that means? Stubborn. Stubborn. So dug into what they thought that they believed, amen, that they couldn't get their feet loose to move forward with God, amen. They were so stuck in the back, being back there, that they didn't want to move forward. He was just a stiff-necked people. It says it right there in Exodus, right there. Now therefore, let me alone. Listen to what God's telling Moses. Listen. He's saying, now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them, and I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. You're telling Moses, let me alone. God is just, he's made up his mind. He said, let me alone so I can destroy them. Amen? That's what it says. So if you were talking to God and he said that to you, would you just say, okay? Or if you really thought what you were saying, would you fight with him? Listen to what Moses says. Hallelujah. Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? You did all those miracles, Lord. He said, why should the, listen to this, listen to his reasoning. Why should the Egyptians speak? Now remember, that's what he brought them out of bondage. The Israelites were in bondage to Egypt. That's where they were. And he said, why should the Egyptians now speak and say, he brought them out to harm them. He saved them from us only to harm them, to kill them in the mountains, and to consume them with the face of the earth. Turn from your fierce wrath and relent from this harm to your people. And Moses said, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore to your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I give to your descendants, as they shall inherit it forever. So the Lord relented from the harm which he said he would do to his people. You see, you read that over and over again, and sometimes you miss it, but realize he was talking to God, our Father in heaven. He was talking to God. He was arguing with God, amen? He was discussing with God. He made God change his mind, amen? So when you start to think, how do you know God like that? Do you know him like, I mean, do you know him like that? Do you talk to God at Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, driving your car on the highway? Are you talking to God? When you're at work, do you spend a few minutes just talking to God? Amen? Before you go to sleep at night, are you talking to God? When you're watching the Yankee game, are you talking? I mean, you could talk to God anytime. Amen? Anytime you could talk to your Father. Where? Hallelujah. You got problems. You've been praying for something a long time. We got prayers, the things that we want to pray for, the things we're believing for. Are you talking to him about it? You can sit down and say, look, I've been waiting long enough. Just be respectful like you were to your mother and father, because I know some moms and dads, you said too much in the road like that, and you're outside doing chores you didn't want to do. But you understand, you're talking to God. You're talking to God. And you're talking to God because you know you can. Amen? You're talking to God because you know you can. You don't need a priest to talk to God. Amen? You don't need a bishop. You don't need a rabbi. You go to the priest and the bishops and the rabbis to learn about God. Amen? You go to church to learn about this book. Amen? You go to learn about this book. But they're not God, are they? They're not the ones that are going to bless you, are they? They're not going to come to your house and bless you with a job, are they? They're not going to come to your house and heal you of cancer, are they? They're not the ones that are going to lift you up, are they? Who's going to lift you up? And where is he? Those people are leading you on a path to him, amen? Those people are leading you so that you can know the God of the Bible, amen? The God of the Bible who promises. And his promises are still yea and amen, amen? Everything in this Bible is still for 2014, amen? Everything. Every promise in Proverbs, every promise in the Psalms, every promise in the Gospels are for you. And I could tell you week after week, and I could talk to you about faith. But you got to know him. You got to find the path to him. One-on-one with God, amen? Just one-on-one. That's what it's all about. And then when you go to church and you sit down and say, I'm ready to learn more. I want to hear what the priest is going to say. I want to hear what the rabbi is going to say. I want to hear what the bishop is going to say. I want to hear more and say, yeah, that's what I'm believing. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I want to hear. Good news. I'm stronger now when I leave because he gave me good news. He gave me something out of the Bible. He didn't hold me down. He didn't say I had to do like this. He just said I had to love God. Amen. I had to love Jesus. I had to know our Father in heaven. Amen. That's why you go to church. That's why you read the Word. So that you're not depressed. So that you're not sad. So that you got a hope in tomorrow. Amen. That's this God. I just read two different stories where somebody argued. God had made up his mind he was going to do it. And somebody argued with him, and he did what? He changed his mind. Who changed his mind? And Moses said, and Abraham said, I'm nothing but dust. I'm just a person. I'm nobody special, don't you dare. I'm nobody special. I'm just somebody who loves you. Now, God, I love you. When you start to pray, say, God, I love you. I need some help. I need some help. My heart is sad. I'm afraid. I'm weak. I have anxiety. I need a job. I need some leading. This book says, commit your way to him, and he will direct your path. Amen? He will open doors. This Wednesday, I got out of the car after unloading the equipment, and I said to God, you know, Lord, we didn't get as many summer concerts this year. My wife and I do the nursing homes every day. That's how we make our living. But the things that Greg and I and my wife do during the extra things are the money that we have to enjoy and to go out and to save. And I said, God, I know that we doesn't seem like we're getting as many summer concerts as we had. So as I was just walking in the building, I was talking to God. I said, I know you supply all our needs. I truly did this. I swear to you I did. I said, I know you supply all our needs. I know you blessed us. I need some help. Not we, me. This was between him and I. Amen. I went in there. We set up. And the woman came over and she said, oh, by the way, Sue wants to see you because she wants to book you for the summer concerts here this year. That's the truth. I'm telling you, it brings tears to my eyes. It does. Then we played on Friday. 2 days later, we played on Friday, and there was a man with his mother sitting there, and he had his legs crossed, and he was asking for this song, and that's a nice kind of a gentleman. We got done. He gave me his card. He said, I'm the commander of the American Legion in Watertown. We want you to come and play at our American Legion and do some dances at the American Legion in Watertown. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. And I know my God. I know my God well enough to say that I'll have more testimonies about that next week. And I'm not testing him. I'm not saying it, you know, the part of my flesh could say, oh, you're putting God. But I just know that my God supplies all my needs. Amen? I do. And I'm telling you that there'll be another testimony. I just know after testimony after testimony. Because that's how God works. Amen? His blessings continue. They really do. And I know that you just talk to him like I talked to him that day. Say, you know, God, we just need that. You know our needs. And it wasn't 10 minutes later that lady said, oh, by the way, we want you guys to play this year for our summer concert. I mean, it's just that way with him. Amen?
Whatever
ones
they want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that was the other thing, Greg. She gave us the calendar and said, whichever ones you want. Not only a date, but whatever Wednesday that we wanted to perform. So it just, see, God is just so wonderful. He truly is. But he's wonderful in your life, too, Lorelai. He's wonderful in your life. You should have a conversation with him all the time and come here on a Sunday and say, you know what? You know who does that, brothers and sisters? You know why church is so great? Mark Bush. Y'all know Mark Bush? Mark, wave your hand. No relation to GW. No relation to GW. He's always coming up to me and saying, you know what, God showed me this. You know, I saw God the other day. Or God, I mean, he's always doing that. And I think he's so in tune with God that it just makes me smile all the time. He might think I'm laughing, but he's so in tune. You know, every time he sees something, he sees God doing it. And I'd rather be that way than be the other way. Amen? And his peace and his joy is so wonderful. And I love him for that. We all need to be that way. Amen? That's why you come to church. Give him praise and glory, y'all.